This is a special occasion in parliamentary democracy.
What a disgraceful position you adopt.
The minister will resume his seat.
You've been warned twice. That's your last warning.
If there are only two certainties in political life, they may be taxes and leadership speculation. Only one leader seems to be in trouble at the moment, though, and no one seems certain about what taxes are really on the table for discussion. Apparently all of them, or most of them, or something. Andrew Proben is the federal political editor for the West Australian newspaper, and he joins us now. Hi.
Hi, Patricia.
Malcolm Turnbull did the rounds with the weekend newspapers, including yours. Why did he do it, and what did he say? It seems like he said a few different things to different papers.
Well, why did he do it? I think, first of all, that's prime ministerial duty. You have to go out and talk to the press, to the newspapers. It's one of those things that he's done. I was actually talking about this with another colleague up here, and remembering the last time we did a sort of major round of interviews, and it was we had Tony Abbott, of course, last year, but before that we had a really hilarious one with Kevin Rudd when he became Prime Minister for the second time, and he did these speed dating interviews where we literally had 5 minutes with him, and it was just quite preposterous. And one of my colleagues came out to after his 6-7 minutes. I got 6-7 minutes, and there were four journos from the Australian, including some very well known people you would know, Patricia, who were going to get a combined 5 minutes. So these can be excruciating things, because it's there's a real torture in trying to get something out of these interviews. And with Malcolm Turnbull, you can ask him anything, and you'll get a view of some sort. There was stuff that did come out about sovereign wealth funds. And I was asking him about the tax reform and a few other bits and pieces on defence and Tony Abbott and so on.
In fact, you asked him, and I've got the audio, you asked the Prime Minister if he'd prefer Tony Abbott to leave Parliament. Here's his response.
When members of Parliament leave this place through one of three ways. They're rejected by the electorate. Yeah. They resign, or regrettably, as we saw with our good friend Don, they pass away. So Tony's got to make his own decisions there.
So he's basically saying, unless Tony Abbott is planning on passing away, he should go.
Yeah, it sounds like, isn't it? There's nothing else to do, Tony. You better go. But in fact, Tony Abbott is. It sounds like he's keen to hang around for, or at least to prolong the agony until he does decide to go. But the Liberal Party would obviously prefer that if he were to go, that he would do it this year rather than limp on into next year. In fact, Tony Abbott would be financially better off if he left now, because his payout would he'd get something like $300K a year for the rest of his life, as opposed to languishing on a backbenchers salary of about 195.
On Shorten, I spoke with Bill Shorten earlier about living in the shadow of the Union Royal Commission. Will he be able to hold on, and how much depends on what he says and does about unions and industrial relations reform? He said to me, he's willing to talk to the Prime Minister about these issues.
Look, I think he will hang on. I think it. Some of this has looked pretty untidy, especially with suggestions that he should have or would have known about some of the stuff that was going on. One good thing for Bill Shorten is that he doesn't have to front the Royal Commission again. So that would have been sort of agonising to go through that whole process, but it does come down to the relationship he has with the unions, and one of the things that he has to do is sort of reconfigure the Labor executives' relationship with the unions, especially the CFMEUs and that type. But I think we'll see a contest, as he had actually expected about maybe 20 years ago. He predicted to one of his mates that he would be contesting the Prime Ministership against Malcolm Turnbull, and I think that's what we'll see next year.
Very quickly on tax reform, we're hearing today from the Treasurer about superannuation tax reform proposals. Some of them are issues that Labor's been raising for some time. Seems to be a genuine contest in this space now, doesn't there?
Look, it does, and that was one other thing that I'd asked Malcolm Turnbull, you know, the fact that he had been offered an economic prescription by the outgoing treasurer, and he quipped that really there aren't many new ideas, if any new idea, on this front. So we are going to be looking at superannuation. We are going to be looking at, it seems, at negative gearing, which is quite extraordinary given the rhetoric, to use your previous guest, his terminology. That sort of rhetoric was always against having a look at negative gearing. Now, on superannuation, there were some noises being made by Scott Morrison about superannuation and as it would affect women in particular. But this notion that you would simply increase the amount of money they could put away is complete nonsense, because that's not going to help women who are returning to work and who could put, an extra $5,000 away on top of the $25,000 that they're allowed to put as under the current arrangements. I think that what you will see is more pressure on the government to revisit its decision to scrap the Labor's sensible decision made by Wayne Swan to compensate people who are earning under $37,000, many of whom would be women working part-time.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew Probyn, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, PK.
And that's Andrew Probyn, Federal Political Editor for the West Australian newspaper, from our Parliament House studio in Canberra. You're listening to RN Drive. Our number here is 0418 226 576. I'm going to get to some of your messages on Drunk Speak soon. Don't fret and keep sending them in.